The European Union has been China's largest trading partner for the last 11 years, making economic ties between the two sides critical. The European Commission launched a three-year investment plan last year with a focus on infrastructure construction and tighter links among EU member countries. Feng Zhongping, European Studies expert with China Institute of Contemporary International Relations, said the 300 billion euro Juncker plan, named after the current European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker, fits well with the Chinese government's Belt and Road Initiative.
European countries is the western end of this Belt Road Initiative, so it has a natural convergence. You mentioned the Juncker strategic plan. The purpose of this plan covers the infrastructure bills, especially in this Central Eastern European countries. So you say there is a very good connection. And we have already heard a lot of talks from European Union leaders, including Juncker himself.
Feng Zhongping notes one of the areas of focus during Li Keqiang's trip will be on expanding industrial capacity. This is a term used to describe upgrading existing sector with better technology to make them more efficient. Premier Li Keqiang has been using the phrase international industrial capacity cooperation since his visit to Kazakhstan back in December.
In Premier Li's view, China has a strong industrial capacity, and European countries high advanced technologies. The most important thing is we need to think about, you know, the other developing countries. They have developing demands. So it's a three-part job: China's money and capacities, Europeans' technologies, and the third country's market.
One area expected to be focused on will be nuclear power cooperation. A number of deals are expected to be signed in France by Premier Li Keqiang as part of the government's current going global nuclear power strategy. Currently, over 80% of France's electricity is generated through nuclear power. Chinese and French firms are already working together in a joint nuclear power project in Britain. Alice Reskova, an expert on China-EU ties with the Association for International Affairs in Europe, said the European side is also going to be looking for commitments from Li Keqiang when it comes to opportunities in China.
So, for example, transportation. There is like huge need in reducing traffic congestion in China and encouraging the use of public transportation by making travel more efficient, secure, and also safe. Also, the area of government services. Then, in area of resources, you know, the smart grid and renewable energy systems to manage outages, control costs.
As part of Li Keqiang's time in Belgium, he is scheduled to meet with top EU leaders, address the opening ceremony of this year's China-EU Business Summit, as well as take part in the forum on China-EU urbanization partnerships. For CRI, I'm Wang Mengzhen.